Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
Well, there's a new autonomous zone, this time in Portland, and this time it's called the CLAT. And yes, I'm serious about that. It's called the CLAT, the Chinook Land Autonomous Territory versus the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the CHAZ that was in Seattle that was changed to the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, the CHOP. Now they've gone with the CLAT in Portland. I wish I weren't serious. You know, sometimes I wish that half the things that we see in the news, more than half of the things we see in the news weren't real. 2020 is, well, it's the strangest year I've ever seen. I thought 2012 was pretty bad, okay? I thought 2012 was crazy. I thought 2000 was insane, especially, you know, even 1999, for those of you old enough to remember the Y2K lead up to oblivion and disaster and Armageddon and all that stuff, and then nothing. Yeah, 2020 has all of those years beat by far, and we're barely halfway through it. Folks, the CLAT, God, I'm having trouble even saying it with a straight face. The CLAT was formed last night in Portland in front of the Justice Center, a federal building, no doubt. Now, autonomous zones or occupied protests or whatever have been trying to pop up in various cities ever since the CHAZ, which became the CHOP in Seattle, formed and looked like, at least at first, for the first few days, it looked like it might actually be successful, not because the people running it were just, you know, urban planner experts or whatever, but because, you know, Mayor Jenny Durkin was set back and really didn't do anything, at least not until they came to her house. And then, of course, that's all it took for them to get evicted the next day. And Jay Inslee is not, I mean, he didn't even know what the CHOP was or the CHAZ at the time. He didn't know what the CHAZ was in the first few days of the occupation. But it was able to last a month. You know, they only had 4 shootings, 2 known homicides. You know, not too bad. Not too bad for an autonomous zone in its infancy. Thankfully, you know, cooler, calmer, better, smarter heads finally prevailed, or at least were forced to prevail at the end, and it was dismantled earlier this month. But now a new one is up in Portland. Now, I have no idea. By the time you're listening to this, it may be gone. Okay, I went through mainstream media, independent media. I went looking for information about the CLAT just to make sure that it was real, you know, because you can see things on Twitter that just aren't real. And now granted, there's a lot on Twitter that was popping up overnight. A lot of, you know, hashtag CLAT. It wasn't exactly trending, but there was a lot of video, a lot of images, a lot of chatter about the CLAT. Keep a straight face. Yes, about the CLAT. I don't know. Maybe it'll still be there in the morning. Maybe it won't. Apparently, it looks like law enforcement has stood down for now, as they're wont to do. You know, if Mayor Jenny in Seattle was bad, then Mayor what, Tim Wheeler, I think is his name. Ted Wheeler. Yeah, thank you, Ted Wheeler, over in Portland is actually worse. And if you thought that Governor Inslee, you know, he's a higher profile governor than most, and you know, he ran for president, failed miserably, but he still ran for president, and you know, he gets on national television quite often. But his counterpart in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown, is actually, I would say, she is his superior when it comes to wokeness. She is actually a bit further to the left than even Jay Inslee, if you can imagine that. So point being is that this, if it could happen anywhere, if a new autonomous zone, disaster zone, occupied autonomous territory, whatever, Chinook land, if it could happen anywhere in America after the Chaz Chop debacle, it would be Portland, because their leaders, their leadership, they are very sympathetic to anything woke, and their law enforcement has already for years been instructed to constantly stand down. Okay. Timing wise, this may also be the right time for this autonomous zone to be able to build up and then stay up for at least a short period of time, because there's already tension, and both the mayor and the governor have called on federal officers to also stand down. The other day, a gentleman, protester, we say that loosely, a rioter with Antifa, you know, with Black Lives Matter, they're essentially becoming one group, at least on the streets, not in the whole scheme of things, but they are operating as a unit in many cases on the streets, such as in Portland, where the Antifa Black Bloc is coordinating with Black Lives Matter activists to basically try to destroy portions of the city, especially the Justice Center, a federal building. That would be their goal. Well, now that they have this occupied zone, this occupied territory there, autonomous territory, as they call it, the chance of it actually staying up isn't too bad, because, like I said, there was an activist, rioter, he was, went and I heard conflicting reports, but most reports indicate that, you know, in their confrontation with federal law enforcement, you know, tear gas was used, and he apparently picked it up and threw it back at the officers and was shot in the face with a quote-unquote less than lethal munition, basically a rubber bullet. And it was gruesome, I'll admit. It was, you know, you saw aftermath video, it's like, whoa, you know, that dude's going to need reconstructive surgery. Well, yeah, he did. He ended up needing reconstructive surgery, and now the governor has asked for an investigation. The investigation into the U.S. Marshals, I think, has been passed off to Department of Justice, something, I don't know, you know, because a criminal protester was shot with a non-lethal round, and now, you know, yes, he got hurt, but most importantly, he got his feelings hurt, and therefore he deserves compensation, at least in his own mind. Point being is that after this, you know, the federal law enforcement was sent there following last month's mandate, last month's executive order from the president that says basically, look, if you're any city or state that does not protect federal buildings, federal property, federal statues, we're going to protect it ourselves. We'll send in federal law enforcement, which is exactly what happened. Once, you know, keep in mind this, I know you may or may not have heard of the Portland protests. These have been going on for 2 months. This isn't something new, okay? This has been ramping up, and it's been in a constant state of ramp up. It's not getting any better. No matter what Mayor Wheeler or Governor Brown do to try to de-escalate, it just continues to escalate. So their latest technique is to say, hey, you know, federal law enforcement, you guys, you know, stop harming criminals with rubber bullets as they're in the act of trying to attack you with tear gas. Did I mention it's called the chat? The what is it? I don't even know what it's called now. I don't know. It's the clot. They're clat. There we go. Clat. 2020, man. You know, I'm going to call it. I'll go ahead and call it right now. Okay. 2020 wins. It already won. We have been defeated by this year. It has worn us thin between coronavirus, Black Lives Matter, protests, riots, statues coming down, more coronavirus, second wave, big surge, more deaths, but not really. I mean, sports getting canceled, businesses closing down, unemployment through the roof, economy tanking, mainstream media pointing every finger they can find at the president. They're manufacturing fingers just to point at the president for literally everything. It doesn't matter what he does. 2020, you win. Okay. I'm not saying that you're going to win the election. I'm not saying that, but you have, you as a year have officially won the title of worst year in recent American history. Not modern American history. We could look, there's been worse times, worse situations. But, you know, at least we're not at war, you know, technically speaking. That's something. You know, thankfully we have President Trump in there, or else any other president, I guarantee you, we would be in multiple wars right now. President Trump is on pace, on track to be first president in, since what, Reagan, who didn't start a war in his first term of some sort. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the, gosh, I keep forgetting the name, with the CLAT. We'll see what happens with the CLAT. But again, point being is that it's formed and we don't know what's going to happen with it, because, you know, common sense says, okay, just send in the police, clear them out. You know, this isn't, this may start off, you know, just like the Chaz, the Chop. It started off as one big music festival, and then people with guns showed up, and then, you know, it just turned terrible. Not because of the guns, okay? I'm not blaming the guns. I'm blaming the people. And I can't imagine these quote-unquote organizers in Portland being any better. In fact, you know, these guys have been really the tip of the spear. They were Antifa before there was much Antifa anywhere else. They've been practicing this for a long time. This is arguably the hub for Antifa activities. You know, they're good. I mean, not good as in good people. They're good. They're good at anarchy. They've always been able for years to take advantage of radical leftist leadership in Portland and take it just to the edge. They break laws, but they get just close enough. You know, they haven't killed anyone that we know of. They've just, you know, hurt and maimed people. Gave Andy no brain damage, you know, but nobody died so far that we know of. Still can't believe they called it the CLAT. Anyway, keep your eyes on this, folks. Keep watching. Keep praying. Stay strong. Stay safe. God bless.